join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Okay, it's time for Destination Spotlight number 64 in our popular series. That's today, Mary and I, we're going to be taking you to the 22nd state in our nation, admitted to the Union in December 1819, known since the Civil War as the Yellowhammer State, as we're off to Mobile, Alabama. And that also means a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Whether it's the Platinum Collection that we travel with, the MaxLite series that Rudy enjoys, or something from their other collections, one of the most important items to help ensure a successful trip is quality luggage. You'll do none better than Travel Pro.
No, you won't. Travel Pro is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers. And what we like is they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. With spring break here, Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day, not far behind. If you're in the market for new luggage, look no further than Travel Pro. You can check them out at TravelPro.com for all their products and specials, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, let's get right to that show hotline as Robert and I welcome to our show Darwin Singleton. He's the co-anchor for NBC 15 Today of Mobile.
Well, Darwin, welcome back to the show. Mary and I thank you for joining us on this mid-March weekend for today's Destination Spotlight.
Glad to be here.
Listen, we're going to get right into this. You know, it was about 5 months ago now that Mary and I returned to your city again as we were traveling from New Orleans over to Gulf Shores for a live remote of this show from Gulf State Park. Mobile certainly provides a different Alabama experience, and I think our listeners might actually find it interesting to know that Mobile was actually the first capital of Louisiana, I did say that correctly, after the French founded it in the early 1700s. A lot has changed during those 320 years. What do you think attracts most of the visitors today to the area, Darwin?
You know, I think it's the uniqueness of the area, and it's there's several things. It's the climate, because we do tend to have very short winters here. We are very near beautiful beaches, as you're well aware of.
Yeah.
But we have a rich cultural history, too. I mean, we, as you mentioned, we have a great fluid French influence here. We definitely reflect New Orleans. If you like New Orleans, I think you'll really enjoy Mobile. It's a little bit easier to get around. It's not quite as hectic. We have a lot of the same architecture. If you get into our downtown areas, you'll find that there's a lot of streets that reflect our French culture. And we're getting a lot of really, really good restaurants right now in our downtown areas. Some amazing. We just had our Cuban speakeasy just opened recently and a bank vault down there.
Well, these are all reasons to come.
Wow, yeah. You know, it's so true about Dauphin Street. It really does make you feel like you're in New Orleans. It's walkable. It's great, vibrant.
The whole downtown.
The whole downtown area. But you also have a number of museums, and you have beautiful gardens to enjoy, right?
Bellingrath Gardens is one of the spots that you always take visitors to. When folks come into town to visit me, I'm originally from Kentucky, I always say, we got to go to Bellingrath. In fact, it was the home and personal gardens of the Bellingrath family. They owned the Coca-Cola Bottling Company here at the turn of the century, and they developed these amazing gardens that are still maintained today as a separate entity. And you'll see tour buses unloading there all the time. It's on the banks of the Dog River. And if you get a chance to come by, you'll be amazed at the ever-changing flora and fauna there. They do such an amazing job, especially at Christmas time.
All right, so that's what put that on the list. You know, here where Mary and I are in the New York City area, we have the USS Intrepid. I know San Diego, they're proud of the USS Midway. Honolulu, we've been to the USS Missouri and their others. San Francisco could go on with the USS Hornet. But Mobile, appropriately so, has the USS Alabama. The visitor center and the location, it really is a top-notch visit, don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. You can climb all over that World War II vessel, and we also have a vintage aircraft pavilion next to it. It's one of the biggest tourist attractions in Alabama. If you come here, you really must check it out, and it'll give you a flavor of what it was like back in the 40s aboard a ship.
Yeah.
In the United States Navy. I love to crawl all over that ship. It's a great place to take pictures, too.
Darwin, we certainly cover the airline sector of travel frequently on this program, and being the U.S. manufacturing home of Airbus has put Mobile on the map. How have the locals embraced Airbus as part of your community?
Well, first of all, it's a lot of good-paying jobs, and they're good community partners, too. They really get involved in a lot of our local organizations and charities. We're very proud that we're building something that the rest of the world depends on, especially when we've been a hub of aircraft manufacturing over the years. You might be surprised to know that where that factory is actually was a military base back in the 60s and before.
And it's been repurposed.
Repurposed totally. Now it's an Aeroplex center where there's a lot of businesses that support the airline industry and the building of Airbus's air vehicles. Also, there's a history there where there was a clockmaker here in Mobile that actually the Wright brothers came to see his inventions. He actually built a what we consider a precursor to Kitty Hawk.
Did not know that.
Yeah, it's got a rich history in aviation here in Mobile. So if you get a chance, check it out.
All right. Well, Darwin, real quick question I got to ask you. Give us one fact on the area you think that will surprise our audience and entice them to come visit. You've got about 10 seconds.
We're the birthplace of Mardi Gras, and we have a museum that you would absolutely love to visit that supports that whole.
And Mardi Gras in Mobile is definitely a place to check out. Darwin, again, I'm glad we were able to reconnect with you today. Really appreciate that. Thank you very much, folks. If Mobile intrigues you, you can find out more at mobile.org. Have a great day, okay?
Come see us.
Thank you.
All right, Mardi Gras. That is true, Mary. Mardi Gras in Mobile. Most people think New Orleans or they're thinking other places. Go check that out, mobile.org. And a reminder, you can find all the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. That's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. We still have a whole nother hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary and I and Rudy, we're going to be back. We'll be talking everything and anything in this ever-evolving world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.